主啊，求你为我造清洁的心。
Lord, create for me a pure and clean heart.
使我里面重新有正直的灵。
And renew in me a steadfast spirit.
主啊，我们知道人非圣洁，没有人能见主的面。
Because we know, Lord, that unless we are holy, we cannot behold your face.
主啊，我们知道人非圣洁，没有人能够合乎主用。
And if we are not clean and holy, we cannot be used by you.
主啊，我们也知道这个圣洁的标准是先在你的面光之中来看。
And Lord, we know that the standard of holiness is measured in your holy presence.
不在乎我们外面被人所有的印象。
It does not depend on what kind of impression we make on others.
而是在你的面前我们真实的光景。
But our true condition before you.
主啊，诗班所献上的诗歌，求你成为我们的祷告。
Lord, may the song that was offered by the choir become our prayers.
让我们更多的追求圣洁。
That we seek after holiness.
让我们越来越像我们圣洁的主。
That we can indeed become more and more like the Lord.
把以下的时间交在主你手中。
And we give the rest of the time into your hands.
我们再一次求你，让我们只见耶稣。不见一人。
And we ask that you will let us see only Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 请我们再翻回到启示录第二章。
Let's turn back to the book of Revelation chapter 2.
今天我们要看十二节到第十七节。
Today we'll be reading from verses 12 to verses 17.
这一段的经文，主耶稣写给这个别加摩教会的一封信。
This is a letter to the church in Pergamum.
我们连着几个主日从启示录来看主写给小亚细亚七个教会的书信。
For the past few Sundays, we've been looking at these letters that our Lord wrote to the churches in Asia Minor.
主要的目的希望从这些信能够成为我们这个教会所得到的提醒和勉励。
Because we want to be reminded and encouraged by these words of our Lord.
感谢主，我们的主复活升天进入荣耀以后，坐在上帝的右边，还不断地关心地上教会的事情。
We praise God because although he has been resurrected and he is now in glory, he is still concerned about the church on earth.
为什么呢？
Why?
什么理由使我们的主在天上还关心地上的事？
What reason is there that our Lord should be concerned about the church on earth?
因为这位复活的主已经到了荣耀的里面。
Because our resurrected Lord is in glory already.
在地上彰显这个荣耀，彰显主耶稣基督荣耀就是地上的教会。
And the church on earth is now the only mechanism for the glory of our Lord to be manifested.
今天我们听见许多的人向我们发出这样的问题。
Sometimes we hear this question.
我把这些问题看成对我个人的一个挑战。
And I look at these questions as personal challenges.
我也盼望这些问题今天成为在座许多基督徒的挑战。
And I hope that these questions will be challenges to you also.
今天许多的人在我们旁边向着我们说，到底上帝在哪里呢？
A lot of people ask, where is God today?
今天你们说有神有神，神在什么地方？
You always say there is a God, but where is he?
我们看放眼看今天世界的局势。
Just turn our eyes towards this world.
我们看亚洲，我们看非洲，我们看今天的中南美洲，上帝到底在哪里？
We look at Asia, we look at Africa or Latin America, and we begin to wonder, where is God?
我们看见 Air Canada 这样的一个飞机，就在那样一个厕所里面一把火烧起来，死掉这一百多个人，上帝在哪里？
We see an airplane, Air Canada, just crash like that, and over 100 people died. Where is God in this situation?
我们看见一些人的家庭等了九个半月，终于生下一个孩子，而是一个残缺的孩子，先天有残缺的孩子，上帝在哪里？
We see a family waiting anxiously for a child for 9.5 months, yet when it was born, it has deficiencies.
你们说耶稣是神。
And you say Jesus is God.
耶稣为什么是神呢？
Why is Jesus God?
耶稣为什么就是你们所说的这位真神呢？
Why is Jesus this true God that you claim him to be?
我们今天从传福音的角度来看，这些问题都是我们基本要面对不能逃避的。
From the point of view of evangelism, these are questions that we cannot escape from.
上帝在哪里？
Where is God?
耶稣基督为什么是上帝？
Why is Jesus Christ God?
答案在哪里？
And where can we find the answers?
弟兄姊妹，答案就在我们的中间。
Brothers and sisters, the answer is within our midst.
答案在今天地上的教会。
The answer is in the church today.
但是我们在主的面前心里面觉得非常的沉重。
And yet sometimes we cannot help but be pressed.
我们觉得非常的遗憾。
And we feel it's such a shame.
今天的教会不能回答这个问题。
Because the church of today cannot face and answer these questions.
因为今天的教会不是这些问题的答案。
Because the church today is not the answer to these questions.
如果在战场上找不到神,
if we cannot find God in the battlefields,
今天在教会里面竟然也找不到神,
and yet we cannot find God also in the church.
我们在这个末世的时期, 我们在教会的这个角度, 我们求主把他的心意向我们显明。
And in these end times, we cannot help but ask God to show his will to us.
在过去几个礼拜, 我们盼望在将来的几个礼拜，我们希望有系统的查考《启示录》第二章、第三章，主耶稣所写的这七封给小亚细亚教会的书信。
And in the past few weeks, and hopefully in the weeks ahead, we'll be studying these letters of Christ to these churches.
求主给我们一个受教的心。
And may the Lord give us a teachable heart.
让我们在主面前得一点启发。
So that we can receive some revelations.
让我们起码这一个教会。让我们今天所参与所参加的这个教会越来越成为合主心意的教会。
That this church that we have a part in can become more and more aligned to the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，我常说我们不怕进步的慢，我们只怕我们一点进步都没有。
We are not afraid that we are improving very slowly, but we are afraid that we are not improving at all.
但是我们要照着什么样的标准来进步呢？
But how can we measure? What is our standard?
让我们照着建立这个教会的蓝图，就是圣经，我们一同往前走。
We have to measure ourselves according to the blueprint here within the Bible.
我们看过了以弗所那个教会主向他们显明的心意。
We saw how Jesus showed his will to the church in Ephesus.
以弗所在第二章前面这一段重点是提到爱心的问题。
The important point there was charity or love.
教会的标志是什么呢?
What is, in fact, what is the church claiming?
教会的记号是什么呢?
What is the special point about the church?
在主给以弗所的教会所写的信给我们看见爱乃是那个教会的一个标志。
To the church in Ephesus, the most important manifestation was love.
士美那教会给我们看见什么样的一个真理呢?
But what about the church in Smyrna?
士美那给我们看见教会的记号和标志是忠心。
There we see faithfulness.
那么今天我们要看别加摩的教会，别加摩教会的特点是真理。
And the special point about the church in Pergamum is truth.
起码我们所看的这三个教会，给我们看见不同的角度来描写今天神合神心意的教会是什么样子。
So from these three churches, we see these three points that God considers important in churches.
可惜的，我们在以弗所那封书信里面看见这些弟兄姊妹在忙碌的工作的当中失去了爱主的心。
Unfortunately, when we look into the church of Ephesus, we find that because of the hustle and bustle of daily living, they've lost their love.
忙碌热心侍奉不是不好的。
Now, it's not wrong for us to be working busily serving the Lord.
但是主提醒我们，很多时候我们在忙碌摸主的工作，我们向着主的爱却冷淡。
But the Lord is reminding us, although we can be busy serving the Lord, you can lose your love.
我们可以每一个主日站在这里讲道。
We can stand up here every Sunday preaching.
但是可能我们失去了爱主的心。
And yet we could lose that love for the Lord.
我们可以奉主的名献诗歌。
We can in fact lift up hymns to the Lord in His name.
但是我们可以在侍奉的里面向着主有个非常冷淡的心。
Yet within all these services, we have a cold heart to the Lord.
这是以弗所教会很可惜的现象。
And this is the church in Ephesus.
感谢主在士美那教会。
But we praise the Lord in the church in Smyrna.
在苦难和逼迫当中，他们的忠心经得起考验。
Under trials and tribulations, their faithfulness was tested, but they were firm.
所以在士美那的教会，主特别强调忠心的重要性。
So the Lord picked up their faithfulness and praised them.
你开头如何，接下去也是如何，一直到见主的面的时候也是如何。
How you have begun, you are still doing, and you will be until you see the Lord.
有一次我看到一本书上这样讲。
One time I saw this in a book.
他说基督徒的字典里面什么叫做成功呢?
He said, in a Christian's dictionary, what is the definition for success?
在基督徒的字典里面，传道人的成功是怎么样来解释的呢？
How do we explain or define success for a preacher?
那本书写得很好，他说基督徒的字典里面，什么叫成功？忠心就是成功的同义字。
He says, well, praise the Lord, in this book it says, in the Christian's dictionary, success is synonymous with faithfulness.
求主把这样的忠心放在我们每一个人的心里。
And may the Lord give this to us.
今天我们要在施梅纳教别加摩教会的这一个书信里面，看见一个教会怎么样在异端的攻击里面能够坚持这个真理。
Today, from the church in Pergamum, we want to see how a church withholds truth under persecution of heresy.
在过去两千年教会历史的发展当中。
If we turn our eyes to the past 2,000 years or so of church history,
以弗所代表初期的教会。
We have mentioned how Ephesus stands for the early church.
我们看见第一世纪的教会为主大发热心。
We saw how the church in the first century loved the Lord.
福音从亚洲传到欧洲，又传到非洲。
How they spread the gospel from Asia to Europe to Africa.
这是以弗所教会的一个写照。
And this is indeed a picture of Ephesus.
第二跟第三世纪是代表士美那教会的时代。
The second and the third century stands for the church in Smyrna.
罗马帝国用各种的方法苦待逼迫当时的教会和基督徒。
The Roman Empire then persecuted the church with all kinds of methods and means.
今天我们要看的别加摩教会是从主后300年一直到公元590年。
From the church of Pergamum, we see the 3rd century onwards to about 590 AD.
从君士坦丁做王开始，一直到天主教第一任的教皇贵格里第一为止。
This stands for the period when Constantine became king until the establishment of the first pope, Gregory the Great.
君士坦丁做王的时候，基督教开始被政府所公开的接纳。
When Constantine became emperor, Christianity was accepted.
公元第三个世纪开始，做基督徒成为一个很时髦的事情。
And from the third century on, it became fashionable to become Christians.
和第二世纪、第三世纪大不相同。
It was very different from the centuries before.
那两百年的时间，做基督徒是躲躲闪闪。
In the 200 years before that, you have to hide to be a Christian.
当你被人知道你是基督徒的时候，你要冒生命的危险坚持这个信仰。
If you were found out to be a Christian, you have to pay with the price of your life if you want to hold truth.
但是到了第四世纪的时候，做基督徒已经变成一个非常时髦的一件事情。
But now it's quite open and it's in fact fashionable.
教会从外表来看是一个相当兴旺的一个现象。
From outwardly, we see that the church is very prosperous.
到了礼拜天，这些做礼拜的人从东南西北各个不同的角度涌进礼拜堂。
On Sundays, all these people will crowd into the churches.
礼拜堂小的不够坐了，要扩大，要更扩建，让更多的人能够容纳在圣殿的里面。
We see physical buildings after buildings growing, building to accommodate these people.
从一个角度看是兴旺。
From this point of view, indeed, they are prosperous.
从另外一个角度看，教会却软弱。
Yet from another point of view, the church grows weak.
失去了原则，失去了真理。
Because they've lost truth and principles.
开始跟四周围的世俗开始结连在一起。
Because now they start to have union with the worldly things.
别加摩这个名字是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of Pergamum?
别加摩的意思就是结婚的意思。
The word Pergamum actually connotates the meaning of wedding.
那两百年的教会开始跟世俗连在一起。
After 200 years of persecution, now the church is being wed to the world.
教会越来越世俗化。
The church is becoming worldly.
过去的教会是引着社会、引着世界往前走。
In the past, the church have been going forward away from the world.
现在反过来，教会是被社会牵着鼻子往前走。
But now the world is leading the church onward.
这个时髦是从外面渗透到教会的里面来。
And this fashion has permeated from outside.
这是当时别加摩那两百年情形的写照。
And this is the description of the church in Pergamum.
别加摩是一个什么样的城呢？
What kind of a city was it?
跟我们已经查考过的施梅拿和这个以弗所相同的，在小亚细亚都是一个很大的一个都城。
Similar to the church in Ephesus and Smyrna, Pergamum is also located in this very large, fairly large city.
在政治上，他们第一个设立了雅古师督，就是该撒雅古师督的庙。
There they have built this big temple
for Augustus.
For Caesar Augustus.
那么在这个凯撒的皇帝，罗马的这个凯撒皇帝，第一个被敬拜是在别加摩这个地方。
And Pergamum is actually the first place where this emperor worship was taking place officially.
在宗教上也是一个相当多彩多姿的一个地方。
And religiously, they have indeed a lot of gods.
希腊的丢斯 Zeus 这个神也在那一个城里面有一个非常大的一个庙。
There were a lot of temples dedicated to the Greek gods, for example, Zeus.
那么对酒神也是一样，他们有一个特别为酒神这个 Dionysus 所建的一个庙。
There is also a special temple dedicated to the god Dionysus.
另外一个最出名的别加摩的城的那个神的庙，就是医神的庙，医药的神的庙。
There's also a very famous temple dedicated to the god of medicine.
那不只是如此，在文化上，这个城也有特别的地方。
Not only so, they also have special ties to culture.
他们有一个当时仅次于北非亚历山大城的一个大的图书馆。
They indeed have a very large library, second only to the one in Alexandria in North Africa.
在第一二世纪的时候，有一个20万册收集的图书的一个图书馆，是一个很大的一件事情。
For those days, it's uncommon to have a library that have 200,000 books in collection.
我们知道那个时候的书跟我们现在书不一样。
Now you know the books then were not the books like we have today.
不是那么容易收藏。
It's not easy to collect books.
他们那个时候的书是用蒲草纸所写的。
A lot of them were made with papyrus.
那么那个时候，他们这个在公元前100多年的时候，这个别加摩的王。要盖一个大的图书馆，希望能够比亚历山大城的图书馆更大。
But during the first and second century, the emperor who was stationed in Pergamum wanted to build this library to rival the one in Alexandria.
但是我们知道，这些当时的这些写书的这些纸头，这个蒲草纸呢，是从埃及来的。
But you know, the papyrus, that is the paper-like material.Was only available in Egypt.
所以埃及的法老听见他们要盖一个比这个更大的图书馆，他说我们不出口这些蒲草纸。
And when the Pharaoh in Egypt heard that this king wanted to build a library to rival that in Alexandria, he put a ban on the exportation of these materials.
这个王很聪明，就发明了用动物的皮开始做了 parchment， 开始做了这种皮卷所有的书。
But this did not deter the emperor, and he thought about a new way of recording things, and he thought about using parchment, which are skins of animals.
那么在这种情形之下，别加摩当地的教会受什么样的影响？
And so, under all these influences, how was the church faring?
刚才丁弟兄带我们读过这一段的圣经。
Just now, we were led to read these passages.
从12节到17节，我们可以大概的把它分成5个段落。
From verse 12 to 17, we can basically divide this into 5 different points.
12节主自己的自称。
For example, in verse 12, this is the self-description of our Lord.
13节给我们看到主对这个教会的称许。
And verse 13 is the commendation that our Lord gave to the church.
在14节和15节，主对这个教会的责备。
And in verses 14 and 15 is the rebuke of the Lord.
到16节的时候，主非常清楚地给这个教会一个警告。
And in verse 16, our Lord gave the church a very clear warning.
跟其他的书信一样，到最后，主给这个教会的一些应许。
And similar to the other letters, at the end, God gave them promises.
我们今天着重在13到15这三节的圣经。
Today we will emphasize on verses 13 to 15.
我们在13节看见主特别提醒他们仇敌从外面给教会带来的逼害。
Because here, in verse 13, we see the Lord reminding the church that the enemy is bringing tribulation from outside.
他说：“我知道你的居所是有撒旦座位之处，当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间撒旦所住的地方被杀的时候，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。”
Here the Lord says, I know where you live. where Satan has his throne. Yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, even in the days of Antipas, who was put to death in your city, where Satan lives.
从一开始，撒旦就要在地上铲除教会的存在。
From the very beginning, the work of Satan is to destroy the church.
他用什么方式呢？
What kind of ways does he have?
圣经告诉我们说，他用逼迫来想办法除掉地上耶稣基督的见证团体。
He can use tribulations to try to destroy the church.
这里提到一个人，他的名字叫安提帕。
Here the name Antipas was mentioned.
这个人到底是谁呢？
Who is this person?
圣经里面你找不到其他的地方提到他。
You cannot find any other references in the Bible to him.
在主耶稣给这七个教会的书信里面，也只有这个地方提到单独的名字是夸奖他的。
And in all these letters, he was the only person who was singled out.
教会历史里面也很难找到有关这个人的资料。
And if you look in the church history, you find very little about this person.
我花了很多时间看许多不同的参考书，提到安提帕的时候，最多只有三行就介绍过去了。
And I looked into a lot of dictionaries and commentaries, and the most they give to Antipas is maybe three short lines.
但是主耶稣在这里特别提到，他说这个安提阿是我忠心的见证人。
But here the Lord mentioned the person Antipas and called him my faithful witness.
弟兄姊妹，这是主对人的一个公开的称赞。
This is an open commendation for a person.
我们都是人，我们都有人的软弱。
We are all human and we have human weaknesses.
我们常常指望人对我们有一些夸奖。
A lot of times we seek for commendations from other people.
这是很普通、很平常的事。
And this is normal.
我们都希望知道人对我们的印象如何。
We want to know what kind of impressions does other people have for us.
很多时候我们活在一个地步，变成好像受人的一些称赞来决定我们活在地上的喜怒哀乐。
And sometimes our moods are determined by how other people think of us.
但是圣经里面告诉我们说，我们要单单得那位招我们的主的喜欢。
Yet the Bible teaches that we should only seek for the pleasure of our Lord.
安提帕也许名不见经传，没有人认识他。
Maybe nobody knew about this person Antipas.
但是主说他是我忠心的见证人。
But our Lord himself called him my faithful witness.
弟兄姊妹，我们注意在第一章第五节，启示录第一章第五节。约翰描写耶稣的时候，就用忠心的见证人这两个字来描写耶稣基督。
If you recall in chapter 1 verse 5, when John described Jesus himself, he called Jesus Christ the faithful witness.
在原文在英文的翻译完全是一样的描写。
In the original and in the English version, these are indeed interpreted as the same words.
当我在准备的时候，我跟神说，主啊，我实在羡慕有一天我也得到这样的一个称许，我是你那忠心的见证人。
And as I was preparing the message, I indeed prayed to the Lord, Lord, make me your faithful witness.
我们看见撒旦从外面要铲除教会的见证。
So out, from outside, the Satan wants to destroy the witness of the church.
找到安提帕，把他希望斩草能够除根。
And when he found this person who was faithful, he put him to death.
安提帕被打倒。
And Antipas was killed.
感谢主，教会没有失败。
But we praise the Lord, the church did not fail.
撒旦外面的势力没有办法把教会的势力给铲除掉。
Because outward persecution cannot destroy the witness of the church.
因为圣经告诉我们说，他们是坚守主的名，也没有弃绝主的道。
Because the scripture tells us that they are holding fast to the faith and the name of the Lord.
反过来，这一些为主寻道的见证，成为教会的极大的激励。
Indeed, all these martyrs became tremendous driving force for the church.
当我们听见有人为了信仰离开世界的时候，
Sometimes when we hear these witnesses about people leaving the world because of faith,
我们常常问为什么。
Sometimes we ask why.
主啊，为什么这样好的一个基督徒，你让他离开这个世界？
And sometimes we say, God, why did you let this person who is such a good Christian leave this world?
这样一个好的传道人，为什么让他命那么短？
This great preacher, why is he given such a short life?
我们不了解，我们不明白。
We do not understand.
在我大学念书的时候，
When I was studying in the university,
我听说在美国有五位非常优秀的大学毕业生。
I've heard about the story of these five tremendous university students.
他们接受神给他们的呼召，到中美洲、到南美洲的厄瓜多尔去传福音。
And they received the calling and challenge of the Lord to go to Latin America, to Ecuador, to become missionaries.
他们刚刚降落在地上，就被当地的土人很残酷的给杀了。
As soon as they landed into that country, they were murdered by the natives.
全世界都向着神发出一个呼吁，说主啊，为什么？
And the whole world began to ask the question to the Lord, Lord, why?
今天我们传福音的人已经少了。
We have so few workers for the gospel already.
我们看见有五个那么精彩的年轻人。
Now we see these five young men.
他们的志愿没有达到，他们的生命就已经离开了。
They haven't even started. They have not reached the goals and they have been murdered.
弟兄姊妹，表面看这是基督教的一个大失败。
From this point of view, you would seem like the church suffered a great deal.
但是我上一次曾经提到，弟兄姊妹，我们不要从过程来决定一件事情的价值。
But last time I have shared with you how we should not judge the value of a certain thing from the process itself.
主把五位带回天家。
These five young men were taken into heaven.
不知道，我相信大概有上千个年轻的弟兄姊妹，因着这五个人的见证，他们说：“主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。”
But because of the testimony of these five young men, over 1,000 responded to the calling of the Lord to become missionaries.
从教会历史里面，我们看到这样的一个真理。
And from the church history, we see this truth.
魔鬼也知道。
And Satan knows this. Also.
外面的攻击只能够暂时让教会好像受一点挫折而已。
Outward persecution can only set back the church for a short while.
所以他用另外的方式来攻击教会。
So he uses another strategy.
十四节、十五节让我们看到，在教会的里面有撒旦的渗透和分化。
Because in verse 14 and 15, you see how Satan permeates into the church.
外面的迫害再强烈，教会好像越纯洁越刚强。
The stronger the outward persecution, the stronger the church becomes.
但是内在的异端兴起却瘫痪了教会。
And yet the heresies from inside can paralyze a church.
虽然有安提帕的殉道，但是主却夸奖称赞他们。
Although Antipas was martyred, our Lord commended them.
但是里面的异端，里面的一些说法，使这个教会落到一种软弱、没有力量的地步。
But falsehood and heresy can paralyze a church.
里面是什么呢？
What happened inside?
这里给我们看有两样东西，一个叫做巴兰的教训，一个叫做尼格拉一党的人的教训。
Here we see two kinds of teachings, the teachings of Balaam and the teachings of the Nicolaitans.
什么叫巴兰的教训？
What is the teaching of Balaam?
巴兰是谁呢？
Who is this person?
我们知道在旧约圣经里面，当以色列人出埃及在旷野的时候，
If you recall, when the Israelites left Egypt, when they were traveling in the wilderness,
神带领他们到了摩亚人的地方。
God led them to the territories of the Moabites.
那个摩亚的王就非常的害怕，因为他们知道他们所向披靡一直就是常胜的一个队伍。
King Moab was terrified of their approach because they've heard about what happened.
他研究了以后，发现里面有一个很重要的原因。
And after doing a little research, he found this reason.
这些以色列人是上帝的选民。
That these Israelites were chosen of God.
他们跟神有非常密切的关系。
They have a special relationship with God.
如果把这一方面给剪断了，他们就没有力量。
If we can destroy this link between them and God, then they will be powerless.
所以这个摩押的王就去找了一个以色列人当中的一位先知。
So this the king of Moab sought out this.Prophet of who is actually an Israelite.
他的名字叫巴兰
and the name of this prophet was Balaam.
他就拜托这个巴兰说，请你说几句咒诅的话，让以色列人得不到上帝的祝福。
And he tried to bribe Balaam and say, "Why don't you say a few words of curses upon this people?"
如果我们看民数记22章到25章
，If you read chapters 22 to 25 in the book of Numbers,
表面上来看，巴兰没有妥协。
Superficially, you would seem to think that Balaam did not do this.
在二十二章到二十五章民数记，我们看见巴兰好像一直坚持他的原则。
Seemingly from chapter 22 to 25, you see Balaam trying to hold fast to his principles.
我们读经要小心，不要断章取义。
But then we have to be very careful because we have to read the scriptures in its entire context.
我们不能单单看这四章就决定说到底这个巴兰是好还是坏。
We cannot judge Balaam just from these few chapters.
我们在新约圣经里面看到描写巴兰的事情。
Because in the New Testament, we see descriptions about this Balaam.
犹大书第十一节告诉我们说，巴兰是为利，为做钱财的缘故，他妥协了，在他的侍奉的岗位上失败了。
For example, in the epistle of Jude, he mentioned in verse 11 how Balaam, in fact, gave up his principles for profit.
彼得也在彼得后书里面描写巴兰的时候，说他是贪那个不义的工价的先知。
And Peter in the second epistle also described Balaam as one who has forsaken his principles for physical wealth.
巴兰是什么呢？
So what is Balaam?
他是一个传道人。
He was a preacher.
他本来在以色列人当中有他一份的侍奉。
He had his specific ministry among the people of Israel.
但是在钱财的里面他失败了。
But he failed in money.
跟魔鬼打交道，跟撒旦妥协。
And he, in fact,had dealings with Satan.
表面还是那个样子。
Although outwardly he was still a preacher.
他里面却很恶毒的把一些使以色列人失败的一些诡计放在他们的中间。
But inside he had indeed spread these evil schemes such that the Israelites will fail.
主耶稣说你们教会里面有巴兰的教训。
And our Lord Jesus says, within your church there are people who hold to the teaching of Balaam.
有人服从了巴兰的教训。
And in fact, some hold to the teaching.
因为这个巴兰教导摩押的王巴勒怎么样让以色列人在两方面失败。
Because although he did not curse the Israelites, he taught the king how to fail the Israelites.
第一，让他们犯奸淫。
First, to entice them to sin in sexual immorality.
让这些以色列的百姓跟当地的摩押的女子犯奸淫。
So that the Israelites will indeed commit sexual immorality with the Moabites.
因着这个犯奸淫的缘故，把他们带到拜偶像的地步。
And through this sin, they were led further to give sacrifices to idols.
这样使当时的以色列人瘫痪在那里，没有办法再继续的往前走。
And this was his evil strategy to paralyze the Israelites that they cannot move forward.
弟兄姊妹，我曾经说过，所有在教会历史里面，所有的异端都是从教会里面生出来。
I've said this before that all heresies actually arose from within the church.
基本上这些异端都有一些基本的跟从者。
And these heresies always have the basic followers.
当这些人一站起来的时候，就引着一些人跟着他们走。
And when the leaders stand up, there will be people who follow them.
这些异端瘫痪了今天教会的见证。
And these heresies can paralyze the testimony of the church.
我们为着教会往前走，我们要小心这些似是而非的道理。
And if we want our church to move forward, we have to be very careful about these teachings.
不只是教会里面有巴兰，而且他说里面有尼哥拉一党的人的教训。
And not only so, Jesus also mentioned the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
圣经里面也没有详细的介绍什么叫做尼哥拉党。
And we do not find other references to them either.
好像一讲到尼哥拉党是当时的初期教会家喻户晓的一些恶名昭彰的一些人。
Seemingly, this is just a group of people who were existent then.
请我们注意，这一些尼哥拉一党的人在以弗所教会里面，不过是一些尼哥拉党的一些行为。
But notice, though, in the church of Ephesus, they were mentioned as certain conducts.
是一些不规矩的行为。
The practices,
一些不正常的行为
and these are not normal practices,
一些见不得人的行为
these are practices that cannot be put in the light.
但是到了这个别加摩教会的时候，这些行为已经变成教训。
But in the church in Pergamum, we notice that now they have become teachings.
不过本来是一些好像不太美的一些事情，但是渐渐发展成为一套的神学的思想。
In the beginning, it may be just certain practices which were not so good, but later on, it developed into its own system of teaching.
据初期教会的教父 Irenaeus 这样说。
And according to the sayings of the early church father Irenaeus,
他说这个尼哥拉一党是哪里来的呢？
So where does the Nicolaitans come from?
就是耶路撒冷教会最初那七个支系里面有一个人的名字叫尼哥拉，就是从他那里发展而来。
He mentioned that within the early church, when the seven deacons were elected, there was one called Nicholas, and he was the one who started this.
这个发展的那个背景怎么样，圣经没有记载。
But the scriptures did not record how these teachings arise and spread.
但是有许多圣经的学者去研究。
And a lot of biblical scholars spent time on this.
他们发现这个巴兰的教训和尼格拉一党的教训的内容是差不多的。
The conclusion was the teaching of Balaam and the teaching of Nicolaitans are very similar.
就是让一个教会接受这一些拜偶像奸淫的这一些的瘫痪。
And that is, these teachings will bring into the church idols and sexual immorality.
当时教会有两种极端的人。
In those days, the church have two kinds of extremes.
一种要死守旧约的律法。
There was one group who wants to hold fast to the letter of the Old Testament law.
那么另外一些人呢？
The other group,
说我们已经信了耶稣了。
They say, we have now believed in the Lord Jesus.
我们不应该受一些教条的捆绑。
So we should no longer be bound by laws.
耶稣基督已经叫我们自由了。
Because the Lord Jesus has given us freedom.
所以我们今天可以随随便便不受任何的事情的拘束。
So we should not be bound by any rules or laws.
当时尼格拉一党的说法就是这样。
And indeed, this were the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
我们做基督徒为什么受一些事情的捆绑呢？
We are Christians now. Why should we be bound by these rules?
我们基督徒不应该有一些教条。
We should not have any rules at all.
基督徒不应该有一些限制。
We should not be bound and lost our freedom.
我们在主里面是自由的人。
Because we are free.
所以我们可以随便。
Therefore, we can do whatever we like.
所以就变成整个教会毫无规矩。
So there will be no more order in the church.
拜偶像、犯奸淫，成为当时教会一个很严重的现象。
And so worshipping idols and sexual sins become a serious offense in the church.
圣经里面告诉我们说，怎么样来对付这些里里外外的一些逼迫呢？
And how do the scriptures tell us to deal with these things?
他说，你们坚守了我的道。
Here Jesus says, you have to hold fast to my words.
耶稣基督怎么自称自己呢？
How did he describe himself?
他说，那有两刃利剑的这样说。
He said, these are the words of him who has the sharp, double-edged sword.
他说，如果你们不悔改，我就要用口中的剑来击杀你们。
And Jesus said, if you do not repent, I will come and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth.
弟兄姊妹，只有一样东西可以对付这一些。
There's only one thing that can deal with these things.
就是神自己的话。
And that is the words of God himself.
这个月是我们教会13年来一个很特别的一个月。
This month is a very special month in the 13th years of our church's history.
我们盼望在1983年6月份 成为我们这个教会着重在基督徒教育的一个很重要的一个月份。
The month of June in 1983 has been designated for our church as a month which is emphasizing Christian education.
我们有一个祷告，我们有一个盼望，盼望这个教会能够推行全民教育，每一个弟兄姊妹都参与在这个基督教的教育里面。
It is our hope and prayer that the entire church will be involved in Christian education.
那天我听欧传道告诉我，他看电视看到 Billy Graham 最近在 Florida 的一个聚会。
Some time ago, I heard preacher Al shared with me how he saw on television that Billy Graham was having this meeting in Florida.
这是他在 Florida， 他强调一个很重要的信息。
And he was emphasizing one theme when he was in Florida.
他说，神的救恩是一个全人的救恩。
He said the salvation of God is a salvation for the whole man.
今天我们来到神的面前，不是单单身体来，我们的心和我们的思想都应该在这里。
When we come before the Lord, we do not only come with our bodies, but our minds and our hearts.
他大声疾呼地说，今天的教会在主日崇拜的时候，只有弟兄姊妹的身体在这个地方。
And he was lamenting the fact that all the people who come to church only come in their physical bodies only.
特别提到今天北美洲的教会，美国人的教会，许许多的基督徒只是身体来做礼拜而已。
And he mentioned how in the North American churches, people only come to church in the body.
他说我们的心不在这里。
Our hearts are not here.
我们的心不能真正接受、体会、享受主的爱。
Our hearts cannot truly understand and enjoy the love of God.
我们今天来到上帝的面前，不能用心来表达我们对主的爱。
When we come before God today, we cannot use our hearts to express our appreciation.
都不只是今天我们的心不在这里。
Not only is our hearts not here.
很多时候我们的理性，我们的思想也不在这里。
Sometimes our intellect, our thinking is not here either.
我们可以被称为一些有理性的人。
Although we are called intellectual persons,
但是我们来到上帝的面前，好像一种很强烈的不可知论者。
When we come before God, we seem to say we can't say anything.
好像我们来到上帝的面前，我们就是一个好像一个完全不运用我们的理性来到主的面前的人一样。
And it seems that when we come before God, we cannot use our intellect at all.
所以 Billy Graham 在强调，今天我们要来到主的面前，要整个人、全人的来到主的面前。
And so Billy Graham was emphasizing how the whole person have to come before the Lord.
今天求主也把这样的一个负担放在我们的心中。
And we ask that God will place this burden into our hearts.
让我们不是单单在这里听，不是单单在坐在这里做礼拜而已。
That we not only just sit here and listen.
让我们用我们的思想来到主的话面前，好好的、有系统的学习主的话。
We have to use our minds to come and study the Word of God.
今天我们为什么要推动基督教教育呢？
Why should we promote Christian education?
有许多不同的原因。
There are a lot of reasons.
但是今天在别加摩教会的这封信里面，我们看见一个很重要的一个原因。
But from this letter to the church in Pergamum, we see one important reason.
今天在教会的里面仍然有魔鬼的势力。
Because even within the church, there are strongholds of Satan.
主说，我知道你所住的地方，那里是有撒旦座位的地方。
Our Lord says it himself, I know where you live, and that is where Satan has his throne.
今天我们看见善恶真假几乎都是同时并存在那里。
We see indeed the coexistence of good and bad, truth and false.
今天的问题不是黑白分明的对错的分别。
And today the problem is not with those which is clearly black and white.
今天的问题让我们看见似是而非的一些东西在我们的旁边。
The problem is within, in between the gray areas where it seems to be right and yet it's false.
今天的异端邪说不是外面的这些人所提倡。
And these heresies which are dangerous today are not promoted from outside.
这些异端邪说是巴兰所创的，是教会里面的传道人、神的仆人所创的。
These heresies were begun by Balaam, who was indeed a preacher himself.
这些错误的教训不是一些与教会无关紧要的人所发出来。
These false teachings do not arise from people who have nothing to do with the church.
是尼格拉一党的人所带出来。
It's from Nicholas.
尼格拉是什么呢？
And where is this Nicholas?
教会的执事之一。
He was indeed a deacon.
是那些似乎在教会里面内圈的人所带出来的一些错误。
These people are within the inner circles of the church.
你说李牧师，那我们怎么办？
And then you would ask Pastor Lee, then what should we do?
我站在一个基督徒的立场，我何去何从？
As a Christian, where should I go and how should I stand?
你说今天的教会落到这样的一个地步。
You mentioned how the church now is in this state.
里面就没有什么保险的一些信息。
Even in the church itself, we cannot be guaranteed.
撒旦又在外面等着要吞吃我们。
And Satan is outside waiting
for us. 我要何去何从呢？
Where should I go?
在信仰上我要怎么办？
In this matter of faith, what should I do?
弟兄姊妹，我们鼓励弟兄姊妹来参加成人主日学。
And so, brothers and sisters, that's why we've been asking you to come to adult Bible study.
鼓励弟兄姊妹一年读经一遍。
That is why we encourage you to read through the scriptures once a year.
不是让我们在教会的记录上好像数目多一点。
It's not that we want to record this in our church records.
弟兄姊妹，乃是让我们每一个人在这个末世的时候，我们知道如何分辨属灵的是非和真假。
It's for the purpose of us that we can distinguish between truth and falsehood.
我常常说，今天我对中国大陆教会的一些现象，我有一个很强烈的隐忧。
And when I hear these tremendous stories about the church in China, sometimes I cannot help but have this hidden fear.
他们胜过许多的逼迫，胜过许多的这些苦待，神用神迹奇事把他们拯救出来。
They have been victorious over such persecution, and God has saved them miraculously.
但是很可惜，他们实在缺少有系统神的话语的教导。
But unfortunately, I feel that they lack the systematic teaching in the Word of God.
在去年，曾经有人非常担心，今天中国大陆的教会会慢慢走入异端的道路。
Last year, there were a few people that I've talked to who were strongly worried that the Church of China will go into heresy.
最近，我们听到一些消息，虽然还不到异端的地步，但是有很多中国大陆的教会已经走入极端的地步。
We have heard a lot of stories that although we cannot call them heresies, they are becoming very extreme.
把信仰单单建立在经验上、感情上，虽然不错，但是是有危险。
There is a danger in building our faith upon emotions alone.
我们需要神的话来作为我们信仰的根基。
We need the word of God as the foundation of our faith.
弟兄姊妹，请你不要误会我的意思，我不是在这里批评论断中国大陆的教会。
Please do not misunderstand what I've just said as criticisms to the church.
因为我的感触实在是非常的深。
Because my feelings are indeed deep.
我只是从一个客观的角度来谈这件事情。
I'm speaking this from a subjective point of view. Objective point of view.
事实上，弟兄姊妹，他们没有的，我们不见得有。
Yet when we think about it, what they lack, we might not have anyway.
我再说一遍，他们没有的。我刚才说他们没有圣经系统的那个根基，他们没有这个，我们也不见得有这个。
Just now I mentioned that they may be lacking in the systematic teaching of God's word. We may not have that either.
但是他们有的，我们也没有。他们有的，我们也没有。亲身一手的经验是我们今天在这里所缺少的。
A lot of first-hand experience of God that they have, we do not.
神迹其实不够。
We do not have many miracles.
但是神迹其实也是神做工的方法。
And these are indeed ways that God can work.
今天我们在神的面前，我们有没有这样的经历呢？
Do we have these experiences?
所以弟兄姊妹，你会了解，我不是站在一个批评论断的角度来看今天大陆的教会。
So you understand, I'm not saying these words from a point of view of criticism.
我乃是要提出这件事情，让我们每一个人在主的面前看见，我们应该把我们的信仰有根有基地建立在主的话语上面。
I'm just mentioning this so that you will be encouraged to build your faith on the foundation of the Word of God.
用主的话来对付魔鬼撒旦的渗透。
To use the Word of God against the permeation of Satan.
用主的话来对付所有外面因着信仰给我们带来的一些逼迫。
And we use the Word of God as our weapon against the outward persecutions.
主的口里有一个两刃的利剑。
The words of Jesus who has the sharp double-edged sword.
保罗告诉我们说，我们要穿戴神全副的军装。
And Paul admonished us to put on the armor of God.
里面只有一个军装是攻击性的，其他都是防御性。
And the armor of God consisted mainly of defensive weapons, only one offensive.
那个攻击性的就是圣灵的宝剑，神的道。
And that is the sword of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，盼望我们都在这一方面做得胜的信徒。
May the brothers and sisters today, we all become overcomers.
让我们有主的话语成为我们的宝剑。
That we have the word of God as our sword.
但是弟兄姊妹，宝剑有了，也不见得会用。
And yet sometimes when we have the sword, we may not be able to use it.
当我们开始要去受军训的时候，
when we are about to receive military training,
一开始发给我们全副的制服，
we were issued our uniforms,
然后给我们一把枪，
and we were assigned a gun.
然后再三地告诉我们说，这个枪就是你现在开始你的情人。
And they tell you this is now your lover.
你要爱护这个枪。
You have to take care of this.
好像你的爱人一样。
Just like you take care of your lover.
打了靶以后回来要好好的去清洁。
After you've shot at the targets, you have to come back and clean the rifles.
所以我们一开始就接受这样的一个提醒。
And these were the reminders that we first received.
当我们一拿到枪的时候非常的兴奋。
And when we first received the rifles, we were very happy.
我们要去打敌人。
We were excited that we are going to fight the enemy.
我告诉你，现在给你一把枪。
I tell you today, if I give you a rifle,
让你站在台上。
And I want you to stand on the pulpit.
你的敌人站在门口。
And I say the enemy is at the door.
我给你五发的子弹。
I give you five bullets.
我说你要把这敌人把他打死。
I say with these five bullets, I want you to kill the enemy.
不见得你能够达到这个目的。
You may not be able to achieve this.
你有了枪，有了子弹，不见得达到你要达到的目的。
Even though you have now the rifle and the bullets, you may not be able to reach the target.
因为你不会用。
Because you don't know how to use it.
我们今天需要学习怎么样用主的话。
Today we have to learn how to use the word of God.
我们就特别分别这一个月的时间。
And so we have taken out this month of June.
让我们一同在主的面前，一同来学习主的话。
And we ask you all to work together that we learn of the word of God.
让我们在主的面前立下这样的心愿。
So that we can commit ourselves before the Lord.
对于我们的信仰有一个认真的态度。
That we now have a serious attitude towards our faith.
当人家问我们心中盼望的缘由的时候
And if others ask about the reason for our faith
我们可以知道怎么样回答他
We can answer them
让他知道神在哪里
And so we can let them know where God is
让他认识耶稣基督是真神
So that he can understand that Jesus is indeed our God
我们低头祷告
Let us bow and pray Father, as we come before you todayWe ask that with your help that we can come before you as a whole person.
Yes.
Lord, we come to you and we readily confess that our intellects are deficient. Lord, because you are such a wonderful God and your works are so amazing that we find it very difficult to fathom the workings of our God.Yet, Lord, we cannot help but confess that a lot of times we make this our excuse. And we do not want to study and dwell into your own words. Because it is hard work, Lord. Because a lot of times we see the teachings and we shy away from it. Because we indeed see the logical conclusion of those words. And we are unwilling to do them. So, Lord, today as we come before you and we see how...Satan uses all these different strategies to work among us. We ask that you have mercy upon us, upon this very church, Lord. Although we are just saying we are taking out this month and dedicate it for Christian education, we understand that this is not achievable only within a month. Lord, we ask that for those of us who have not even read through the Bible once, that we would commit our lives, commit our wills to do this.Not to be boastful or proud, but indeed just to know our Lord better.
Amen.
And Lord, as we come before you in our emotions, we have to admit also, Lord, sometimes we shy away from it. But we feel that it's not proper for us to cry or to be happy or to be joyful within the church. Lord, we feel that our God is cold and he is just in an intellectual being.And Lord, we know that indeed we are lacking in this area because you are a God of joy and happiness and sadness. Lord, help us to be mournful with those who are mourning.
Yes.
And help us to be joyful with those who are joyful.
Amen.
Lord, we ask that we become indeed true Christians in the true sense of the word.
Amen.
That we have received this gospel of the whole person.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for your words to us today.And we ask that these words will become inspiration for us,
yes.
that we will live out this truth.
Mm.
We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.